Fix Your Crown podcast. This is a space where all are able to express their actual opinions, open and freely, on everything from reviews of what's current to working on the inner self. No fear of repercussions, no consequences, a judgment-free zone where all are allowed to be as odd, blessed, trill, or classy as they choose. A place to completely be honest with ourselves about decisions we've made and some of the circumstances that we run into that have crafted us into the marvelous, statuous beings that you see before you today, flaws and all.
Screen as a mirror, because it's totally opposite of it. I'm over here looking like buddy and shit. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, how y'all doing? Pull up. Still not. Boom. Boom. Can't wait for the next crib. Have a spot for everything. Don't have to move shit anymore. Whew. I'm so grateful. Alright. What up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Ducey Jones. Welcome to another edition of the I Bless Trill Classy Fix Your Crown podcast. I am Ducey. This is a dolo episode. If you don't know what dolo is, it means solo. It's nothing, you know, going on or anything like that. I just like having my solo episodes. That's how I started the show. Just talking about things that I'm experiencing on this side. You know, just trying to share my opinion. No, I'm trying to share my journey and stuff like that. And all this is supposed to be documentation and all that. So give me a quick fix this. I don't know why. So let's see if that solves the problem. Okay. All right. Let me see some. Switch. All right. Anywho, it's your boy Ducey Jones. Welcome to another episode of I Bless Trill Classy Presents the Fix Your Crown podcast. This is a dolo episode. Dolo, for those that don't know, is solo. It says my name is D. I just put that up there. It's been, you know, unified or utilized by those such as Kid Cudi, Travis Scott, Absol, of course. But that's besides the point. What up? How y'all doing? Hope after day 70, being trapped in quarantine, everybody is good and everything is treating y'all well or as well as possible for all everybody that's going through stuff and, you know, things of that nature. I wish y'all the best. My prayers and blessings to you and yours. Anybody struggling with domestic abuse, anybody struggling with any type of abuse, bro, anybody struggling with addictions, as I light up my J and shit, prayers go out to you and yours. With all that, you know, you lost somebody, my condolences to you and yours during this time. And just in general, if you lost anybody, my condolences, because that is difficult. We go through, I don't want to say the consequences of that every day, but we feel the reaction of that every day, especially with losing somebody so near and dear to us. So we understand, we feel your pain, know that you're not alone, and know that you can get through this and use all that, what you're feeling as the momentum to get to your next step. And since we're there today, that's actually where my focus is at today. And it's initially about, like, your theme song, that theme anthem, that song that comes on, that once it comes on, it just bumps. And, you know, it, word for word, it's like your theme music, you know. That shit gets you started. I'm not gonna front. I got one specific song that's really not that fast with the something about the cadence on it, remix and the regular version alone. It's called Rollin' by Kid Cudi, Jackie Chan and Kid Cudi. The remix had Big Sean on it. And it's just one of those songs, when I hear it, it puts me in a mood where I'm like, oh, okay. It's time to work, bros. I hear it. You can't stop me at this point. I'm just gone. There's another more recent song, Flick It Up by Reason from TDE. I hear that, gone. My mind's like, bro, this is what you are working for. This is where you're trying to get. And yeah, so I don't know. It's a euphoric feeling when those songs hit. It's sometimes really hard to describe. Sometimes it's extremely overwhelming. Sometimes it's sad and shit, because it reminds you of where your mind once was and maybe your growth or maybe your lack of. It's, you know, pure, it's purely all your perception at the end of the day, you know, what that may be. And it's just funny to me that we've all experienced this some way or another. Maybe it's not even a song. Maybe it's a scent. Maybe it's a certain place that you drive by. Maybe it's a certain person that you see that just brings out the inner muse, that brings out everything necessary for you to want to take the next step. It makes you want to take a leap of faith as soon as you come in contact with it. I love that shit. That shit has been becoming so more relevant in my life, and me looking for it during stressful times. It's not even like me searching, it's more so like, oh, okay, something dramatic's happening. Oh, bet I could take this energy and what my imagination's telling me I should do. I could take all the energy I would put into that and put it into this next project, or, you know, so on. So I just challenge everybody to possibly think about that shit. Like, will it really get you going? Even when you're down and out, even when, you know, it looks like there's no way to tomorrow, because we gonna come down to that too. And that's initially where I'm trying to get. Like, you gotta protect your light, as Patrick Cloud would say. You gotta protect that shit by all costs. And sometimes that means tuning into a frequency that nobody else is going to. Sometimes that means stepping back and allowing yourself to be put into that place. Sometimes that means disciplining yourself to even recognize that you need to step back and allow shit to just happen sometimes. Sometimes people are going to try to use you for either your talent or the vibes that you put out there, the positivity, the frequencies, thinking that they're going to get it in return if they just
copy it verbatim, not realizing, nah, that's something that you put your will and energy into, and that's why you receive what you receive. That's once you start putting out that negative wave and all this other shit and talking down to people and what have you, using people, that shit backfires. Karma is what karma is, bro. It's called the universe for a reason. You create it. So, like, it's just funny that people don't take that into account, but they'll complain about life or say that shit is not going the way they want. But it's like, bro, if it's not going the way they want, you want, it's because you're not allowing it to. You're too busy complaining about what isn't. So the universe is making that very apparent to you. It was plain and simple. It's a law of attraction at the end of the day. So, I mean, if we know all this throughout church, school, and all that shit, we've grown up in, at least me, I'm about to turn 30, I'm a 90s baby. Like, we've seen too much to play games when it comes to law of attraction and shit. Like, we know better. We've seen it for so fucking long. And everybody else said that it was some naysay shit. Like, bro, I'm watching cartoonists become some of the biggest fucking theological minds in the fucking planet, and y'all didn't even respect that. Especially after watching Community. I love fucking Dan Harmon. I love fucking Justin Roiland. I like fucking Polar Solar Opposites, fucking dope ass show, because it shows initially what it could be like if humans landed, I mean, aliens landed here and saw humanity for what it was and just shed on it. But that's a whole nother thing. All that to say, man, don't let nothing spoil yours and keep that mindset. Find your song, find your happy place, figure out how to meditate. Take that shit slowly, pray at first. Like, just do what feels right for you. Work out. Sometimes working out is a meditation at home because it cuts off all your focus to everything else but the task at hand. So that's one way of fucking looking at it. You gotta be creative about this shit. Stop telling yourself that you're not creative. You feel me? After sitting in front of this camera for the past couple of weeks, this Zoom camera, I'm definitely gonna have to get me something more professional. After sitting in front of the Zoom camera, I realized I'm not that charismatic on camera as I thought I was. So I'm working on that shit. It's little things that you have to chip away after watching yourself and learning this shit. So it is what it is, man. Like, John said, actions speak louder than love songs. And I'm not talking about Peter and Paul's. I'm talking about Mr. Legend. And, I mean, those words couldn't ring any stronger. You feel me? At the end of the day, your actions speak louder than everything else. And you're going to get what you put out in the universe. So, it's a little motivation. Focus on progress, not perfection. When setting goals, small changes each day will add up to significant results. Have patience and keep going. All right. And with that being said, we're going to leave it right there. Nothing will be this episode. Just a little quick check-in. Reminding y'all to fix your fucking crown. Remember you're fucking great. Smoke pot, eat spot, smile a lot. Live, love, learn. Laugh. Apply. And yeah. You're great. Oh, follow us, OBTC_pro, Facebook, YouTube. Follow us at OBTC Productions or Fix Your Crown Podcast, Patreon, I Bless Trill Classy. Tears are going up at the end of this month. I'm really excited. Got footage actually and shit now. Ooh. United Masters keeps us on Spotify, YouTube. What else is there? Apple Music, Tidal. Shout out to them. Shout out to Anchor for putting us everywhere that y'all can listen to the podcast. Shout out to Avery217, AveryLoot217. Follow that guy. Who is Evan? Who underscore is underscore Evan? Follow that guy. Executive producer of the show is Great Man. And he's coming up with more projects. And we just doing things on this side. BK All Day coming soon. I'm late. Diva Talk coming soon. I'm late. Then, yeah, that's it. Oh, OBTC_pro IG as well. new music coming soon. I'm sure I got something playing in the background now, so I'll try to put a link out for that ASAP. But that, thank you for your time. Thank you for your consideration. Hope to see y'all next week. Namaste, salutations, all that good shit.